For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Bowling Green this weekend. Joining us, fifth-year senior Caden Pickering, transfer from St. Lawrence. Coming in August, you didn't know many of the guys, you didn't know systems, you didn't know much anything about this program. What kind of expectations did you have for the season?
My expectations, I knew how the Beavers played, and I knew that my game would fit in well here, so my expectations were just come in and work as hard as I can. And I knew the team, you know, we're a team that plays a lot of tight games, and I knew that I can play in those tight games and I can be relied on in those tight games. So I knew it was going to be a battle all year long, and it has been up to this point. It will be till the end. So it's been good so far, and we'll keep it going.
You go into the Christmas break in first place. How does that kind of change your expectations, your goals for the rest of the year?
Honestly, it didn't change much. At the start of the season, your goal is to win a championship and to win the league. And who knew that the Bees were going to be in first place going into Christmas? But that's just a little added bonus. But nothing really changes for us as far as how we play and what we want to accomplish.
I did a little math after the Friday Duluth game. And if the games were 58 minutes long, you'd have the third best record in the country. 2 minutes. Got to play a full 60. It's cliche. This year is proving it's true, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think our issue is playing a full 60. I think we got to clamp down in those last two. And you know, it's been an issue for the first half, and it's something we're working on for the second half. And you know, it's mostly mental. I think it's not so much our physical play or even our decisions with the puck. It's you know, we got to get it done one way or another.
At some point, it's got to enter the back of your brains. I mean, you're in a one-goal game late. You're humans. It's going to happen. How do you get that out of your brain as fast as you can?
You just stick to the plan. Just do your job, and we all know what our jobs are with 2 minutes left. And coach, you know, he's yelling from the bench, if we're up one goal, lock it down, or you know, get pucks deep, or just make them play a 200-foot game with 2 minutes left. And it's hard. You know, it does creep in your brain, but you got to get it out as quick as you can, and just focus on your job and rely on your teammates to do theirs as well. And you know, what'll happen will happen at that point. But just sticking to the plan and getting it done.
How impressed are you with all those freshmen, because they've played a lot of minutes so far?
Yeah, our freshmen are just world-class guys and world-class players, and we knew that coming in. We knew we had a strong class coming in, and they've been great. And you know, you can talk about Leighton Road, two-time CCHA Rookie of the Week, but then you talk about other guys like Kirkland playing a valuable role on our third, fourth lines and getting different minutes here and there. And Adam Flamang, you know, all those guys. And our defensive core is just awesome. And Vinny Corcoran and Atch and Patrick coming in halfway through the year. You know, those guys, they're learning from our older D, and that's important, because you know, a D core is a lot of your team, and we have a great one here.
How impressive might not even be the right word. Mind-boggling maybe is the right one. How good Elias Rosen, Kyle Loft, and Wills Molikar.
It's a breath of fresh air every night to go out and play with those guys, because you know they're going to move the puck quick and they're going to give it to you. And if there is a two-on-two going the other way, you're not back-checking quite as hard, because you know those three are back there. So it's great to have those guys, and they get involved offensively, and they're leaders in the locker room, and it's great to have them.
It's hard to believe. 7 weeks left in the regular season. It's going to be a mad dash to the finish line, isn't it?
Yeah. Every year seems to fly right by, and once you get past Christmas, it's a sprint. It's a sprint to playoffs and gearing up for the battles to come, and we're excited.
You got your three toughest road trips here in the second half, too. Have you thought about it? Have guys talked about it? These aren't three easy ones.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we've shown earlier in the season and in the first half that we play well on the road, and we've taken the better of the Michigan Tech series and the Mankato series, and you know, we're a road battling team, and we're going to do it, you know, in the second half as well. So we're looking forward to it, and BG this week, and it's going to be some fun travel.
Best of luck.
Thank you.